Hello there, Julie. Yeah, what are you growing there?
Hi, Pete. Hello. Come on into the allotment. Well, Pete, I believe you're rather fond of asparagus.
You bet your life.
Okay. Do you want to try some raw? Have you ever had it raw?
Raw?
Yeah.
Go on, I'll give it a try then.
Okay, here we go. Snap a bit off. Crunch away.
Oh, that's amazing. Delicious.
Chopped up in salad. Got enough for a meal every day here, but it takes about 4 years to get an asparagus bed established, so it's quite a lengthy process.
Of course, you're in the middle of what's the proposed Olympic Park. How's that going to affect you?
Well, we're not quite in the middle. we're on what's planned to be a footpath to some of the stadia. Yeah, I mean the London Development Agency and the Olympic authorities are planning to demolish us, bulldoze all the allotments. We've been here for 100 years and looks like for a 4 week event in 5 years time we might be terminated.
Hello, I'm Andrew Gaskell from the London Development Agency. Well, unfortunately, the allotment site is right in the centre of the Olympic Park, but I think it's important to remember that it's not just about 4 weeks. What we're actually doing here is creating a lasting legacy for the East End. You know, the allotments area we recognise is a nice area to be in, but if you look at what's around there, there's a lot of derelict property, there's a lot of empty land, vacant land. What we're bringing forward on the back of the Olympic Games, which is an important catalyst to make this happen, is major regeneration for an area that hasn't had proper funding for a very long time.
Wouldn't it have been possible, though, to integrate these allotments into the Olympic Park?
Unfortunately, it couldn't. I mean, we, at the allotment holders' request, have looked very hard at this. But unfortunately, the allotment site is right in the centre of the Games. We're going to have to dig out about 6 metres of earth here. And that will help us create flood protection for the whole of the Olympic Park. It also is, it's the main concourse between all the sites. And to be quite honest, it won't be a very nice place to be. What we're talking about, from later this year when the London Development Agency hand over the land, is going to be the largest building site in Europe by quite a way. So it's not somewhere where the allotment holders now, who value their peace and tranquility, are going to want to be.
Looking at the plans, it's possible for them to work around us. You know, we've had some expert opinions on this. We've sought advice from people like David Mackay, who's the one of the lead architects for the Barcelona Olympics, and you know, he fully supports us and says there's no need for them to remove you. So it seems to be sort of very stubborn thinking on behalf of the authorities planning the Olympics, that they're not choosing to make use of this site as a showpiece within the Olympic Park. The GLA, Ken Livingstone's lot, and the LDA are very closely linked, and they've been launching over the last couple of years things like the biodiversity strategy and the London food strategy. And here we are, grassroots organisation, very diverse group of people that represent the local population in the East End, and we are doing it.
So what are you offering the people who are down on the allotments now?
Well, as I say, we've been working with them for about 2.5 years to look at a relocation site. We have identified a site that's it's less than a mile away. Unfortunately, Waltham Forest Council have turned down our first application. So what we hope to do, if we get planning permission that time, and we are obviously dependent on Waltham Forest giving us planning permission, but if we can, we hope to create entirely new allotments there. I mean, what we're very keen to ensure is that no one is financially out of pocket as a result of having to move. Clearly, that wouldn't be fair. So we've agreed a package with the allotment holders of £850 per plot holder, which should recompense them for the cost of moving, the disturbance of moving, but not forgetting, of course, that we are also looking at a new site if at all possible.
Time's ticked on. They've been making promises all along that they, you know, because we've been meeting with them now for coming up to 2 years, and they've been saying, yeah, we're going to get planning permission for this relocation site, we're going to safeguard your society. And time's just ticking on and on and on, and it's, you know, it's not happening yet. And although there's a planning application going in quite soon in Waltham Forest, that's since the last one was refused, you know, we don't have a huge amount of confidence in this one.
The allotment holders of the Manor Gardening Society have initiated judicial proceedings at the High Court against the London Development Agency, who, they say, have broken promises by not finding them land to relocate to. In the meantime, it's digging as usual down here on the allotments.